Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love MBS. I've always enjoyed playing with him. He's one of my favorite teammates of all time. He is a really special guy, and I think MBS can still really play. You saw last year when he was in New Orleans, he had opportunities, he had a lot of big touchdowns, he can still run. I think MBS wants to be on an active roster, so if there wasn't an opportunity here for that, then I guess he's waiting for something else. But I don't fault him. I love MBS, and whether he's here or somewhere else, I'm always pulling for him.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Low of 38 tonight. Aaron Rodgers, the day after the Steelers beat the Colts and improved to 5-3. Talking about the guy the Steelers just signed. His former teammate in Green Bay, wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I think a lot of Steelers fans are hearing me say that right now and are like, wait, didn't we already do that? Yeah, it was reported last week, and then the Steelers had bigger injuries on defense and had to sign and trade for Kyle Duggar, and I think this got put on the back burner, or at least they made Valdez-Scantling feel like he was not that big of a priority because he didn't want to sign someplace unless he was added to the 53-man roster, was everybody's understanding of things. Well, in the last 20 minutes, he is signed with the Steelers, and apparently now the practice squad is good enough because that's where he's headed. And the guy who loses his spot on the practice squad is Beanie Bishop. So we just literally had a guy call in and ask about both of these guys, and there you go. Beanie Bishop, who was most famous for what he did against Aaron Rodgers last year with the two interceptions in the Jets game, more famous than when he went over to the Pitt facility and wiped his cleats on the logo. That ticked a lot of people off.
What if we found out that the Pitt thing, because of Art Rooney, he's like, we value Pitt as a partner. And even though they chew up our field, we weren't going to stand for that level of disrespect. With Valdez-Scantling signed, now the Steelers, I don't know how many people know this one. I feel like you've probably said it. He is, despite what people might not know about him, the active career leader.
In yards per catch?
One full yard ahead, which is a decent amount. Then number two, care to guess?
Tyreek Hill?
George Pickens.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Now the Steelers, in these walls, have two of the top 10 active yards per catch guys in the entire NFL. Metcalf is eighth.
Yeah. Well, this is the first Aaron Rodgers-inspired move the Steelers have made.
He's fast. He runs real fast. He goes, takes the top off the defense.
Well, he did those things.
Yes, that is the book on him is when he's right. Maybe at 31.
What were his numbers in San Francisco this year when he played? Do you have
four
those
big catches on eight targets for 40 yards? Last year for the two teams he played for, primarily the Saints.
Saints, he was really good.
17 catches, 385 yards and four touchdowns. Just about one out of every four catches was a tutty.
And how many games?
Eight. 30. He caught half his targets, basically, and was catching them for 22 and a half yards a pop. Don't even know what else you really need to say. He had two drops with the Saints. That is that's like career average drop percentage.
For him or for the
league?
For
him, for him. It was 5.7% of his passes were dropped. But they had success when they hurled the ball downfield to him.
The NFL trade deadline is at this time tomorrow. So you're going to want to be listening to us throughout the day tomorrow to see. And now, I mean, something could happen. There's only two teams playing tonight. No one's practicing. So it gives GMs time to talk. We already had the Jalen Phillips trade today. The Dolphins edge rusher went from Miami to Philadelphia.
Dallas loses tonight. You got to imagine they're going to start shopping people. If they're smart, they'll be 3-5-1 if they lose.
Well, the Steelers can't trade back for George Pickens because of that arcane rule that says
Pickens could get dealt to another AFC team that needs a receiver. Like, I don't know. Do you think the Buffalo Bills would be interested at least in
now
George
that Jerry
Pickens
Jones
experience?
Cares more about those gas rights than he does his defense? He
would
might.
The New England Patriots like to trouble themselves with a George Pickens to add to that?
Well, you would love
core?
That because you think if Pickens goes to one of those teams, he would eat it from the inside out and ruin the morale and chemistry of
the
team.
I don't think Pickens is quote-unquote controllable, but I think strong head coach coupled with, very crucially here, quarterback that gets him the ball is generally a recipe for George Pickens being a happy camper.
David Todd, who was last seen having erudite discussions with Mike Tomlin at press conferences about very specific down in distance and time situations and games.
Oh, and Mike
and
loved
getting
that.
On Mike's nerves.
When Mike saw that hand go up, a big smile would cross his face. He just loved a good David Todd clock management question.
Saying on Twitter that this now rules out a Steelers wide receiver trade, bringing Marquez Valdez-Scantling to the practice squad. We just heard Aaron Rodgers say very kind things and supportive things of Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's 31 and frankly has not been a good number two wide receiver for the better part of 3 or 4 years. I would like to think that this Steelers team, which just scored a win, that reinserts itself into the conversation, especially given how everything else in the AFC went this weekend, I would like to think that this is not what they think is doing right or doing enough to solve this 2-year-long hole that is finding a good complimentary wide receiver on their roster. Merely signing a friend of Aaron Rodgers who can be a depth guy and a body for you. That's what he is.
In a perfect world, if they sign, they bring him in. Let's say they trade for Jacoby Myers tomorrow.
Yep.
Then it would go Metcalf, Myers. I would still think Austin 3. And then Valdez-Scantling's your wide receiver 4, wouldn't you? Like, in theory. Skoronek or situationally, you know, Skoronek might be out
there. Well, Skoronek has to be on your active roster because of his special teams.
Right, so he's wide receiver 5.
So he's, but what I'm saying is you have to account for who's going to play on game day, and he's got to be out there. So Skoronek, Austin, and Metcalf.
If they traded for a guy like Myers is what I'm saying.
There's 4.
There's 4, and then
one more spot.
MVS would win out over Roman Wilson. In theory, if they act, you know, brought him up, put him on the act. Is he signed to the squad, practice squad, right?
Yep.
They, you know, put him on the active roster and tell Roman Wilson you can try hurdling somebody else next time.
I mean, I don't like that big picture
for Roman Wilson
for the Steelers. Yeah, but I mean, after what he did yesterday, I know that might sound heavy-handed or draconian.
How
but
can you trust him?
I don't.
You could. You work if you're the Steelers within very small margins, I think. And that's why...
Chris, that might explain why he signed today.
Right.
You know, obviously Aaron Rodgers talks to MVS, their friends, and he gave reporters, he told the world why he didn't sign initially. Okay, hey, we're not gonna add you to the active roster this very second, but we have a guy that is now on our you-know-what list because of something he did stupidly late in this game that didn't cost us the game, but in a close game, it could have.
I don't think it's at all out of the realm of possibility. I think the YouTube commenters, from what I'm looking at right now, seem to agree with us. If Wilson doesn't fumble, I don't necessarily think that Valdez-Scantling gets signed today. I think if Wilson just runs ahead with that ball, gets tackled normally, I don't think there's any guarantee Valdez-Scantling's
here. Right, because he's still
here.
In their good graces. He's still just looked at as a wide receiver that's on the up and up and someone
that's
getting better each week.
Okay, you got 6 yards, cool. Like, positive play. We can kick a field goal here probably if we need to.
Yeah, we're in our 4-minute offense. We're not giving them a chance to even have a 1% opportunity of coming back and winning this game.
Jory Rand's taint. Roman Wilson's leap sealed his fate, I think. If you can't trust JRT's analysis, whose can you trust?
I still don't think that this is... This can't be it. This can't be the only thing.
Well, the problem for them with
between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow.
The problem
tomorrow.
With them for wide receiver help is supply is or demand is probably going to outstrip supply again. So who's definitely out there? Myers should be out there if they're being smart in Vegas. Both Saints receivers.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay, that's four.
With a voidable, basically you can voidable get out of deal. His contract at the end of this year.
Okay, so Myers, Ridley, Olave, Shaheed. Who else?
But the asking price on them is extremely high per NFL insiders.
On both Saints receivers?
Yes.
Well, Olave's, I can understand that. Shaheed's is kind of, it's interesting that it's that high.
Yep. Waddle, probably not, because are they going to have an interim GM make that big of a trade? Maybe they will. I mean, they just traded Phillips. But I don't see the Steelers. Farabaugh tweeted this out. He got asked about this right after this MVS deal went down. And he said they're exploring a trade. I think they're going to be very tentative giving up anything significant given their QB uncertainty next year. Haven't wanted to move significant draft capital at all. Do you agree with that? I know you didn't before Sunday's game. Like, you didn't... Actually, yes, you did. You said in Judge Donnie that you would go for a wide receiver trade now and not worry about...
Is Judge Donnie... Is the courtroom real life?
Well, we never had a conversation outside of it, so I'm just... That's the only thing I have to base my opinion on of how you feel about this. You argued then that it wouldn't make sense to hoard those draft picks for next year.
Yes, but I was making that argument against probably my real opinion.
So your real opinion is to hoard the draft picks.
But, hold on, this is going to be like multiple layers of this. That was a real opinion that was based on the idea that, much like Donnie thought, they were going to go in there and get pretty soundly beaten and
okay.
be 4-4 and
yes.
look dead in the water.
Yes.
Because this win was like a tourniquet, and I think their offense can play better than it did.
Okay.
I'm a little bit more open to the idea of, you know, depending on what the pick is, at least explore the space here.
What do you mean by what the pick is?
Like, depending on what round of a pick you're going to have to give up to do this.
Okay, like, what do you mean? Talk more specifically about that, please.
I think, like, can I get somebody for a fourth or later? Can I get somebody useful?
Yeah, but it's going to be another Mike Williams type.
Can I get somebody useful then?
Probably for a second or a third.
You think Myers costs a second?
I mean, that's what the Raiders want for him, just based on what I'm reading, but I think they'll probably end up settling for a three.
How many threes do we actually think the Steelers will end up with next year?
Well, at least two, maybe three.
Oh, man. It's a very dicey little question, because if they have three of them, you'd feel a little better about using one.
Donnie, I'll just throw it at you.
Hold on,
I'm not done. Third for Myers?
Hold on, Don. I'll let you come into this with a full breadth of information. Normally I'd say, ew, that's a lot, but they did win yesterday, and yet they won with their offense looking really shoddy and suspect, so then that would strengthen the argument that you would want to use a third because you could really help this group with a wide receiver. Don?
Okay, you still didn't answer the question.
I think I would. Gun to my head, I think I would. So I guess art imitates life in Judge Donnie.
Third for Myers? Absolutely.
Yeah. I would.
I'd probably give up a third for, like, Shaheed.
I just think Myers is so good.
Okay, I'm
going to
ask you a follow-up about that. Is part of that based on the fact that they're not hitting on third-round picks right now? Like, are you saying, oh, yeah, I can... A third-round pick's expendable because they just drafted Caleb Johnson and Roman Wilson in the third round. If they're last
They also
two,
have an extra one.
I know that. I know that. Because of Pickens. So it's more about having two than it is about past third-round pick failures.
Yeah, if I was weighing what went behind that, yeah, I would say it's because they do have one that they can, oddly enough, use for a wide receiver, one that they got for a wide receiver. But also there has to be a little bit of the thinking of, well, you know, who can that third-round pick be? Could it be a star player? Yeah, it could be. I know Herbig was a fourth-rounder, but it could be somebody like him. It could also be somebody that we barely see on Sundays.
But I think Farabaugh is alluding to the idea, we talked about it for months in the offseason, that the draft in Pittsburgh is such a big deal, and they do need a quarterback, and they're not going to take their next franchise guy in the third round. But shoot, if they have to move up two spots or three spots to
third
get
rounders
him.
Are pretty useful yeah. in that department.
And I think that's what he's talking about. But I'm not committed, or I'm not like sold on drafting a quarterback in April. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. So I would do it. I would trade a third round pick for Myers. I think that's expensive. I also think if you trade a third for him, you're probably thinking, unless it's an unmitigated disaster, you're probably going to keep him, right? And you're going to sign him to an extension?
My intention would be to sign the guy.
Well, because he slots in as the kind of player who isn't going to command like crazy, crazy, crazy money. He's going to command, I would think, solid number two wide receiver money, which looks like what a year? 20?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's how they got to do it. I always tell them, I said, you got to run it like the ball's coming your way every play. And I was proud of Cal, proud of the tight ends. Darnell had basically that one drive where he had a bunch of catches on it. He's been a weapon for us. Got to get that fixed there in the red zone so we can connect on that for a touchdown. But I just love his attitude. When he's on the field, we're a better team. So I think you guys have talked about it. We've talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. When 80's on the field, we're a better offense. So I'm really proud of his effort every single week. I thought the line blocked really well. I kind of walked into one sack. Obviously, had to take a sack on the last play when Calvin fell down to keep the 40 seconds on the clock. But other than that, I felt like they played really well in the pass game. We didn't run the ball as well as we wanted to, but they got a good front. And we had to kind of dink and dunk them at times.
Aaron Rodgers on the offense and the receivers play in yesterday's game. Didn't even want to bring up Roman Wilson. I think he was probably just disgusted by that, as was I watching and thinking to myself, well, that's probably the last time I see him for a little while, as it should be. Steelers have used three wide receivers less than any team in the NFL. They're tight end based. Tight ends have helped them out in the run game. Freiermuth caught a touchdown yesterday. Washington's come alive a little bit. Offense kind of stuck in neutral yesterday. Defense bailed it out. That should happen when you pay a defense $160 million a year, a couple times a year, if not more. MVS added to the Steelers practice squad, Aaron Rodgers' old friend. It's got some in Steelers media saying the Steelers aren't going to make a big splash tomorrow at the trade deadline. And others in Steelers media saying don't expect a big move. To which I would say, you're in first place. You only have Aaron Rodgers once. This was perceived as kind of a quote-unquote last dance with him. The quarterback crop in next year's draft doesn't look too hot. I'm more willing now to trade a second or third round pick for a wide receiver than ever before. Now, the second round pick would have to be for an Olave or a Waddle or somebody like that, and I'm not sure either one of those teams are going to ultimately trade those guys. But the third-round picks would be in play for Myers and even Shaheed.
Third-rounder for Myers, if you are pretty sure you're going to be able to sign him back, I would be completely fine with. Because I think he's just a good, productive receiver. And I think he would be very complimentary to what DK Metcalf does well. But Myers is also, his strength pony is that he is, like, you read every breakdown of him. You watch even on tape. But, like, then you read the people who really know it. They just say the biggest thing he does well is he's always where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. Sounds, frankly, like an Aaron Rodgers dream partner.
And when you throw it to him, he catches it.
Yes.
This is also huge. Let's get your thoughts, beginning with Nathan. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, fellas. What's happening?
Hey, brother.
So, I think personally, like you just said, I think, like you said, we only get Rodgers once. You got to go for the home run. We have, correct me if I'm wrong, a dozen picks in next year's draft. So we have a plethora of picks at our availability. Why do we not go after Jalen Waddle? I think we already have a relationship with those guys down there already. The guy that we had a relationship with got fired.
Chris Greer's no longer there.
Well, they still have some guys in office, I'm sure, that we've communicated with.
Why would they want to trade with the Steelers?
I think, well, they're obviously cleaning house after what they've done yesterday. So if we give them, I don't know, I would be very willing to give up a two and maybe even a Calvin Austin or a Roman Wilson in that trade, because one, like, I don't, they're both young on rookie contracts. They're not going to cost Miami much money. I think then obviously we're in the position next year to pay a Jalen Waddle, because we're not going to have to pay a quarterback big time money next
year. But I wouldn't want somebody like Calvin Austin per se to get in the way of trading for a guy who's that good, but you'd be cutting off your nose to maybe not spite your face, but spite like your forehead if you trade Jalen Waddle and give up a wide receiver who plays a ton for you in the deal. You know, like, are they going to want Roman Wilson, who's probably at a dead end here? I don't think so.
Hey, see this guy? We really don't like him anymore, but I'm sure he'd be great for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so, but maybe. I guess you can't rule out the Dolphins doing something else stupid. The overall point of I would give up a premium pick to add a wide receiver like that, I agree with. And we'll only find out if Jalen Waddle could be had if somebody trades for him between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow, which doesn't seem like it's a foregone conclusion, but you might as well try.
He's got a couple of years left before, if you needed to get out of it for some reason, you could for a pretty small amount of money after the 2027 season. But man,
I like him. He would be the ideal too. Well, he might be better than DK Metcalf.
The thing about him that I find very interesting is, once he kind of became the dude there, I don't know, I started liking his productivity more when Hill got hurt, if that sounds right. Like, every time I saw him, I felt like he was... When did Hill get hurt? What game was that?
That was the game against Buffalo, was it?
So after that, he's basically had his, other than
Jets
one...
Jets on Monday night. I knew it was a primetime game. Thank you, Donnie.
Other than that, after that game, Pony...
That's right, the doubleheader.
He's gone, other than one horrible game against Cleveland, 110 yards and a touchdown, 95 yards, bad game against Cleveland, then 99 and 82. He's had his best games of the year when
he's
the guy,
a terrific player.
When the guy who you would think, right, would take attention away from him and make it easier to operate was gone.
Here's Lee downtown. Hello, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So, hey, brother.
I'll break it down real quick. I'll give up a second round pick for Olave. I will give up a second round pick for Waddle. I'll give up a fourth or a third for Ridley, and I'll give up a third or a fourth for Jacoby Myers. I actually believe Calvin Ridley is better than Jacoby Myers. That's just my opinion.
I think he's lost it. I think that was true probably a year ago, and definitely true 2 years.
It's going to look like you lost it when you're playing in Tennessee. So I think you can get him for a fourth round pick. I think for a fourth or fourth or third. I think that's
at least
that's
Lee. You had this all ready to rattle off, so you sound like a guy who puts a lot of thought into like what you'd give up and what these guys are worth. Stylistically, I just like Myers the player. I don't know, maybe
because he's dependable.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, there's a certain there's a certainty in performance there. He doesn't really have any kind of like diva. He's never had any of that. He's always been a consummate pro who catches the ball and runs good routes. I feel like Ridley's a volatile player. If you got the good version of Calvin Ridley, sure, I'd agree with that call. But I think the fact that you're much more certain or likely to get what you know you can get from Jacoby Myers makes him more appealing.
He's coming up back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
He's a quintessential number two wide receiver.
I'm talking about Ridley. Ridley played last year with Will Levis as his quarterback and Mason Rudolph 1,000 yards. Season before that, 1,000 in Jacksonville. You know what? If they did that, I wouldn't kill him. If they traded a fourth-round pick for Ridley and they could get out of all the money beyond this year, I'd say, okay, that to me is starting to get closer to the Mike Williams end of things, but I think I would like it more than Mike Williams. I know I would like it more than Mike Williams.
The Calvin Ridley situation on the contract is after this season, it costs you $16 million to get out of it.
It does?
I'm on SpotTrack. It says potential out.
if they wanted something more than a sixth or seventh round pick, they'd have to pay that down. Tennessee.
I'm just telling you, 2 year, $51 million left due, and it's a $16 million cap hit.
I take like a $4 or $5 million cap hit for next year to get rid of him. I don't want it that high, Chris.
I'm showing you what they got.
If it's that high and they're unwilling to take the money, they're only going to get. They might not be able to trade him.
Then they're going to be in a game of chicken, I think, with teams.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think that's the one Jerry Jones guested on, and people were like blown away at how good of an actor he was in the scene he did.
That was the show he was on.
That like caused a little sensation. People were just stunned that his scene, they were like, I was almost moved to tears by like the speech he gave.
My dad said he wants to be on that show.
Jerry does, or your dad does?
No, my dad does. He's a fan of it.
Well, how's Tulsa King?
Well, he likes Tulsa King, too. He works on it, but...
I mean, Dwight is facing his most dangerous adversaries yet, well, I would imagine.
Well, yes, but they already taped that, though. My dad's on to the next one.
He is on to the next,
He
yeah.
wants to...
So his time on Tulsa King is likely done, is what you're telling me.
I think he was killed off.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Wait, he actually had a role where people would notice that he was killed off?
I think he was killed off in, like, a scene where there were multiple casualties.
He's just dead guy... You know, random dead guy.
4:31, time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. All right, here is the Donnie football debrief for today, Donnie's big football topic of the day. And it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, November 3, 2025. Conveniently enough, speaking of Jerry Jones, he made some headlines about an hour ago. In Dallas, he was on a Sirius XM show with Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin, and he announced that the Cowboys have made a trade ahead of the deadline, but then gave zero details as to what it was. He said, we certainly have made a trade. We have made one. Then gave nothing else.
So it's a secret deal? That's not official.
And he said it would come out tomorrow at some point, I guess.
Why wouldn't it come out like... Adam Schefter hears this. Adam Schefter now can't get a single agent or somebody on the other side of the trade who made the deal with the Cowboys to confirm this?
So Clarence Hill, who covers the Cowboys, asked Jones about it after the fact, and he said the trade will be consummated tomorrow.
You've got a secret trade. You can't know about it.
If I were the team,
my secret trade actually lives in Canada. It's too cool to talk to you guys.
If I were the other team here, I would now just drive up the price.
Right.
And say, hey, if you want that secret trade of yours to go through, now price it's a second brick, round
price
pick instead of
the brick
of a fourth.
Just went up, yeah. Don. Get a little wire in here.
He is something else, that guy.
That wasn't initially what I wanted to start with, but Jack had noticed it, and I thought that would be something.
Well, I think a lot of Twitter... so football fans who like to speculate and, you know, go crazy with things think that this could be Trey Hendrickson to Dallas. That's the That's the Reddit rumor.
Well, the thing is, it's been very tough for the Cowboys to ever find themselves an elite edge rusher.
Yeah.
They've been in the wilderness for years.
By the way,
they could try that Parsons guy in Green Bay.
Somebody actually did one of those bits, and it was like trade rumor. Packers considering Dallas asking for Micah Parsons in 2 firsts, or Dallas willing to do whatever, just the reverse of the trade. Green Bay hanging up the phone repeatedly. Cowboys offering Kenny Clark or whatever.
What else you got done?
Well, the other thing I wanted to do, by the way, there was some breaking news that Joe Alt is going to be out for the season, so no need to worry about him Sunday night.
I didn't think we were going to have to worry about him.
Yeah,
that was carted off the field in Nashville.
Well, he's really hurt.
Yeah, they won't have him for the rest of the year. YouTube TV and Disney have to figure something out.
Because you're shut out of Monday Night Football currently.
So am I.
The only way that I could consume it is I have NFL Plus. That would be the only way. And it would have to be the...
Wait a minute. Does NFL Plus give you...
They normally carry primetime games on there, yeah.
Wouldn't you be able to watch it theoretically?
Oh, even if your subscription is through YouTube TV?
No, NFL Plus, he could just open up the app.
Yeah, like I can
cast
it
from his phone. That's what I'll have to do tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can cast it off your phone onto a TV?
Yeah,
man.
If you have,
I feel like they block that stuff. No?
If you have I mean, normally our TV works.
I pay for NFL Plus.
So do I. So there's no extra fee to cast it off the phone?
I don't think so.
This
thing is really annoying. Obviously, both sides deserve some blame here, but ESPN's just trying to basically do their own competitor to YouTube TV because, like, so many people just watch sports, right?
What is their competitor?
ESPN Ultimate.
What's ESPN Ultimate?
That's their newest one. That has all the WWE stuff on
and
it.
And it's also the one where, like, so, for example...
It's not ESPN Plus?
Prior to this, you could have watched, I think, Pitt in Syracuse on your phone and done that, like, on ACC Network Extra if you had ESPN Plus.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do that. So, like, my neighbor paid $6 just to have Sling TV or something
for one day
to watch a Pitt game.
So, without ESPN Ultimate...
You can't, like, just stream any old game on ESPN anymore
because
on your phone.
Pitt play... Oh, but can I get it on the app? Pitt plays Youngstown State tonight. Do I need ESPN Ultimate for that?
I think you might now. Like, they're trying aggressively to get people to buy this ESPN Ultimate, man. I'll tell you what. We got to just break up Disney here.
Well, we had
unfreeze Walt and tell him we have some major issues.
Walt, we got to talk.
Here's the real truth.
The real honest truth.
We didn't know how good we had it with cable.
I had that thought the other day.
You paid,
I'm such an idiot.
It was expensive, but you paid it and you got everything.
Yeah.
And you still do if you have cable.
No, you don't now because shows have gone specifically onto apps where even if you have a cable subscription to the channel, if I have cable, I'm going to get the shows that are on Apple Plus. You're not.
This is just a bunch of massive companies and conglomerates squeezing the average Joe customer. That's what this is.
Cable,
ESPN,
cable. You said there was no Netflix. Everything was just on cable.
Yeah,
and it was better that way.
You had like your own on demand.
Yeah,
like Comcast or whatever.
Yeah, man.
They're just killing us. They're killing the consumer.
You know who's going to benefit from this? Your buddy Nick Wright, man. People are going to be hitting up FS1.
Oh, and I applaud all of the networks that are openly taking shots to it at ABC and Disney. Wasn't CBS or Fox doing that on Saturday for college football? They said, because you couldn't get
The quad box selections were so much worse,
right?
Because
there were multiple big games. Like I think what ABC's 3:30 game was Georgia and
Florida.
Yep, couldn't get that. Couldn't watch Pitt. You had to find your alternative.
Couldn't
watch
Pitt. Notre Dame BC was on ESPN.
One of the more shameful. It's just kind of like, man, they're making a lot of money to do this, the people in question. When like Scott Van Pelt and any ESPN employee who's pretty high profile, they have to send that prepackaged tweet out about basically lean on YouTube to come to terms with the
Herb
deal.
Street did one of those, I
saw.
Oh,
yeah. The soul's got to be dying a little bit. They're both making a lot of money.
As if my phone call is going to be the straw that breaks back.
Here's a serious question.
How did the deal get done? Donnie Football left this an impassioned voicemail.
By the way, if Nate, just to break in for a second, Nate, our buddy Nate on Twitter, who tweets us a lot,
yep,
very loyal listener. If we were somehow able to get Waddle, I guess is saying somehow able to get Waddle, Nate has said he will get Omar Khan's face tattooed on his ass.
Please say that.
Nate, buddy, I'm bookmarking this. I might even take a picture of
it. Is this what I've done here? I've now beget and spawned these people that are going to try to even one up my bet.
One more ESPN question based off of the Herb Street and Van Pelt thing. Because I'm asking this seriously. We know McAfee has basically become bigger than the network. Like, he's taken on the behind-the-scenes guys who are power brokers, and he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Have they forced him to send out one of those, like, corny-ass tweets about, hey...
I don't think so.
His whole thing would be, no, you can still watch me on YouTube,
yeah,
buddy.
I think he actually sent one out about how his show was on YouTube.
You know why? Because they just license his show. They don't actually... So he probably feels no... If they asked him, he probably told him to go, you know what, up a rope.
Some kid, speaking of the nipple piercing thing
and
bets that people are trying to make now off of that, did come up to me today at the gym and say, man, your aura is off the charts right now, bro.
Your aura?
Yeah.
You should talk
I didn't know Ben Tenuta went to the same gym as
he
you.
He said,
getting your nipples pierced is tough.
He said, your aura is off the charts right now.
You should say that to Amanda tonight. You should say, hey, honey, you want to get a little frisky? And if she goes, what are you talking about? Say, my aura is off the charts right now. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Put out a graph.
He's like, what's your show on TikTok? I'm like, no, it's called The Radio.
What?
That's horrible. Like, that makes me very nervous for the future.
Guy then.
Listen to Starkey every Wednesday to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right. Thank you for another debrief, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.